April 9, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Creative Wisdom. Opening prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word. Please speak to my heart through it. Instruct and encourage me. Read Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 through 36. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning, when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the world or its fields, or any of the dust of the earth. I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in mankind. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death. Reflect. What is your definition of wisdom? How does one obtain it? As wisdom's appeal continues, her role in creation is outlined. The kind of wisdom described in the book of Proverbs is not a new set of principles dreamed up by the author. It is, literally, as old as the universe. This wisdom is a creation of the Lord himself. Therefore, it is to be prized. According to verses 22 through 32, creation comes about not by random chance, nor is it from a God who sets the process in motion and then stands by. Creation is God's handiwork. He is intimately involved. Although the cosmology may not be as many would describe it today, its careful ordering is recognized. As scientists continue to explore the universe on very large and very small scales, many are led to marvel that it is so finely tuned. But, as Derek Kidner pointed out in his commentary, this passage is not designed to preoccupy the reader with metaphysics, but to stir him to a decision. Will we listen to the wise Creator? Blessings are promised to those who eagerly seek God's wisdom and follow his instructions. When a UK Prime Ministerial announcement is expected, reporters gather eagerly outside the door of 10 Downing Street, London. Do we anticipate so eagerly a word from God? Apply. Think of a favorite place, or if you have time today, take a walk in nature and praise God for the wonder of his creation. Closing prayer. Speak, O Lord, as we come to you, to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us.